I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. The late Connecticut sculptor David Hayes liked seeing his work out in the public space. He wanted people to be able to move in and around his large, abstract steel pieces and discover the art's meaning for themselves. One two-story sculpture by Hayes stands outside the Hartford Public Library. There's a collection of his work on the family property in Coventry, Connecticut, and several of his pieces are currently part of an outdoor exhibition in Hartford. I went there to learn more. I'm meandering with the son of artist David Hayes through the grounds of the outdoor sculpture garden at the Governor's Mansion in Hartford. We stop beside a large, vividly painted steel geometric form.
This is a totem sculpture. It's a little higher than a person. My father made a lot of these, particularly late in his life.
Why steel?
My father liked the permanence of steel. Steel lasts, and if it's painted and well-maintained, the steel will last for decades and decades and decades.
This David Hayes is his father's curator.
When he was a young man, he showed at the Museum of Modern Art. He was also in the inaugural exhibition at the Guggenheim Museum. He's in most of the better regarded collections, Carnegie, Hirshhorn, Wadsworth Athenaeum, obviously. In his lifetime, I count perhaps 400 exhibitions.
The sculptor died in 2013, but his children are busy year-round presenting their father's work. Sometimes they exhibit inside museums, but often trucks are loaded up with 20 or 30 pieces and set up outdoors in downtown urban areas, where people are buying groceries, going to and from work, or just hanging around. Hayes says his father was committed to creating pieces that could live outside the static environment of a formal art institution.
It's hard to get people to walk into a gallery, to walk into a museum, but if you put it into a public setting where anybody can just walk around and like it or not like it, my father enjoyed that. That was an intellectually satisfying process for him.
The work is inspired by nature and influenced by artists like Henri Matisse and Alexander Calder. Joan Hurwit curates the Governor's Sculpture Garden and says Hayes was one of the first unique welders in the state of Connecticut. She calls his art brilliant.
Because a lot of it is fun, but some of it connotes real meaning. And those totems, as we call them, are really significant, I think, of how America was founded.
Hurwit takes us on a short tour of the grounds, which is dedicated to the work of Connecticut artists. Not far from Hayes' totem is a sculpted horse with elongated legs.
It's all scrap metal. The wonderful woman who died, Marcia Spivak, she calls herself a dumpster finder. She would just get into dumpsters and take out the things and just put them together.
Yeah, and not too far away is something that looks almost as if it were a peacock.
Right. Mundy Hepburn, he's down in Old Saybrook. And then against the trees, can you see those rulers?
I can.
That's Peter Kirkeles. He's been fascinated with tools and equipment. He grew up near Stanley Black & Decker in New Britain.
It's getting hot, and as the sun bears down, I turn again to David Hayes and ask what happens over time to these outdoor sculptures.
Sunlight, UV rays. And so any kind of paint is going to degrade over time, whether it's house paint, car paint, or paint on a sculpture. And so we're very careful about maintaining the work and keeping the work on a fairly careful schedule for repainting, just to keep the sculptures looking good.
As we prepare to leave, Hayes glances back at his father's creation, one of many durable, solid steel pieces from the late artist, who could take a piece of sheet metal and turn it into a bit of magic. Diane Orson, WNPR News.